This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the most egregious sequence of the game yesterday. I'll be honest with you, the fact that we're actually talking about decisions made in-game, even though they were horrible decisions, actually feels kind of normal. It feels kind of good to come in on a Reaction Monday and talk about, hey, the coaching staff should have done this at this particular juncture in a game, instead of coming in and going, well, the magic number for the number one overall pick is four more losses or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, to actually have a micro topic to talk about feels kind of normal and good to me.
Luckily, we've got that semi-win that Lovey gave
us,
too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Semi-win.
Yeah, to keep the drama more. If one of those other teams, you know, if the Texans pick up a win somehow here, they're not going to be one game back. They're going to be a half game back from the number one overall spot.
That's true. Yes, they will be a semi-win ahead. Yeah.
Did you miss the first time?
I like hearing it. I just like playing it a couple of times. Yeah. Play it again, Ben.
Semi-win.
There you go. Thank you. Pep Hamilton two instances in a row where I look at this and I'm already out on Pep Hamilton, but this is. These were two sequences that made zero sense. Zero sense. And it's still at a juncture in the game where the Texans, the first drive I'm going to talk about, the game was scoreless at the time. They wound up with a field goal, but some of the things that happened on this drive from a play calling standpoint made no sense. Texans are moving the ball. They get the ball to the 16-yard line, the Browns 16-yard line. They get a face mask penalty on Brevin Jordan
to
make it first and 25. They get a false start on Titus Howard to make it first and 30. So now it's first and 30 at the, I guess it would be the 36-yard line.
Oh.
First and 30, they run the ball up the middle.
Well, you got to, Sean. It's easy pickings right there. Why would you try to do something that might get you a first down or closer to the end zone when you've got a shot at running for how many yards?
They got 6 yards.
Yeah, that's what happens, baby. 6 yards right against a softer defense.
Sure, his defense was real buckled down against the run there.
Yeah, so now you see the thing is, you got to play, Sean. You gotta stay on schedule is what they love to say.
Yeah.
So now you're sitting there pretty at
second and 24.
Yes.
Yeah, second and 24.
Which gives you a great opportunity to.
The playbook is really wide open at
that
point.
Right, so it's second and 24.
So you run the ball up the middle again.
Because it's easy pickings.
Yeah.
What do you not understand about easy pickings?
You're starting to talk me into this. They got 5 yards on that play.
So, which gives you?
Third and 19.
Third and 19?
Yeah.
My God.
No, I know. Yeah,
look at that.
They averaged 5.5 yards per carry on those two carries right there to set up third and 19. Here's my issue. When they ran it on first down and ran it on second down at that point in the game, what I perceived that to be was, okay, maybe they're just playing it conservative because you got Kyle Allen as your quarterback, and converting a third and long with Kyle Allen is a fool's game, and you're setting up, let's get a field goal, let's get the lead. I don't like the lack of aggression, but I understand that at least. Mm-hmm. That is a defensible explanation that I would disagree with, but you can defend that. On third and 19, Kyle Allen just drops back and throws a fade to the back of the end zone.
Desperation heat.
I mean.
Which is what it turns into. Man, Pep Hamilton loves him the route that was proven to be the dumbest route in football. Several years ago when people realized, like, oh, wow, these end zone fades, there's a thing. They hardly ever work. And when they do, it's because you've got Kelvin Johnson.
It's the worst. So I'm fuming about that. I'm like, this makes no sense. And then the next drive, we get the one that everybody's talking about. Four plays inside the 3-yard line. And not only does Damian Pierce not touch the ball, he's not on the field. They throw the ball on first and second down. On third down, they hand the ball to Daria Gumbawale. And then on fourth down, from the 1-yard line, which I had no problem going for the touchdown there, zero problem going for the touchdown, they throw a pass to Troy Hairston out in the flat.
Oh, you got to, Sean.
A rookie fullback,
Sean,
who was playing linebacker,
Sean,
this time last year.
Exactly, Sean, which is what the Browns were thinking, too. Like, that guy looks like a converted linebacker. We won't worry about him.
That looks like just the guy Pep Hamilton would target on this
play. Pep Hamilton lines up, like, in a heavy formation with a fullback, like, oh, yeah, this is definitely run. Then they run a play in which at no point, at any millisecond after the snap, did anybody on the field think it was a run. Because there's no actual play action on it or anything.
Oh my
so
God.
from the very snap, everybody can tell that it's a pass. And then poor Troy Hairston is sitting out there like a pawn on a chessboard, just waiting to be taken.
That's the other thing. They almost got him killed.
I know. I like Troy Hairston.
I do
too. I don't want to see him murdered in
cold
blood out there.
I like him a lot.
I would say the play before that, though, on that zone read, yeah. Kyle Allen's awful at that too. That was one thing that I was hopeful he'd be better at than. It was actually going to be an RPO. I thought Kyle Allen would be better at it because he's got experience at it, mm-hmm. where Davis Mills played in more of a pro-style system. But, man, he's atrocious. One of the fumbles that he recovered was on a zone read where he messed up the exchange. This play that went on third down to Agumbowale, Myles Garrett, Kyle Allen, I think, saw a flash of Myles Garrett, got terrified out of his mind.
Here you go.
And handed the ball off to Agumbowale. And Myles Garrett just never considered Kyle Allen a single threat whatsoever either pass or carry the ball. So he hawked down poor Agumbowale. And he was mowed down in his tracks.
He was.
So it's just like Harrison would have played later due to the ineptitude of Pep Hamilton and one Kyle Allen.
Here was Kyle Allen on that sequence of plays down near the goal line.
Yeah, they subbed in big personnel to stop the run, so we were going passes. And first one, no one was there, just threw it away. I don't remember. I think we ended up running the ball on third down to get down to the one, and then the play, I think it was fourth down, just the one to Troy. The ball came out high. There was a guy in the window. I tried to get it over him. High and hit off his hand, so I mean, it would have been huge if we could have scored there.
Yeah, it would have been huge. It came out high. Yeah, Troy Harrison's like, yeah, no bleep, it came out high. Almost got killed.
I did like what Pep started off the game doing, running a bunch of bootleg, and I thought that was a smart strategy to, you know, have some easy passes, throws. It'd be nice if Brevin Jordan could, you know, on one of those bootlegs, if Brevin Jordan could catch the balls that hit him in the hands.
Yeah.
A lot of the other guys, I give a lot of passes to some of the other drops because they were way off
bad
target.
Bad passes, yeah.
Brevin Jordan, rough return for Brevin Jordan.
After
being
a face mask.
Scratch. Yeah, a dropped pass.
Yeah, dude, a face mask that killed a drive. They were moving the ball at that point. Here's my issue with what Kyle Allen just said. And my issue is not with Kyle Allen. It's with something that he said that I think illuminates where we're at with this team. The defense had big personnel in there, so we had to pass the ball.
Mm.
I long for the days where we are the team that can dictate terms to the other side. I long for the days, and hope that someday it'll happen again, where, oh, they have big people out there? Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to line up with our big people and bust their big people. I will remind Kyle Allen and Pep Hamilton that those big people they have out there are part of a rush defense that has been nearly as bad as the Texans' rush defense this year.
Yeah, that's right.
And that you're putting it in the hands of Kyle Allen at that point.
Yeah.
Who is the Texans' rush defense of quarterbacks.
The offensive line is the interest one, because I think they're showing a lot of signs of what they always used to show when Bill O'Brien was here, which is when your offense is a hodgepodge of plays, the offensive line never really gets into any kind of groove or comfort level. So they play like, I won't use that term. Geldings, I'll say that.
Okay.
Does anybody know what a gelding is anymore?
No.
It's a castrated horse.
Oh, okay.
So they play with they play like
what were you gonna say?
Was
it a character in Game of Thrones?
First I thought castrati, and then I was like, that's kind of a little nerdy sounding.
Yeah.
And then I thought I would say nutless, but I thought that was a little too graphic for 6:44 in the
probably.
Morning.
Probably.
And
he just said it.
But then I figured, like, well, gelding maybe, which is a castrated horse.
No.
I don't know.
Nutless would have been good, I think.
Yeah. So, but that's what happens because they don't know what to expect or what they're even doing out there.
Right.
Who am I? Where am I? What am I doing?
Where am I? Who is this guy?
They're like Josh McCown on the internet. They just stumbled into a niche of.
Well, this is a category I haven't seen before. Big people on the other side.
What's this here? Castrati. Yeah, I think maybe I'm into that. I don't know.
Wait, where am I? Who is this guy?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not what I thought.
All right. The thing that has everybody angry about that sequence near the goal line was that Damian Pierce wasn't even on the field, let alone touching the football. Here was Lovie Smith. After the game on that decision.
Hindsight right now, wish we had have, you know, done something different. That didn't work. Us throwing, we thought we had a good play there. When you go for it on fourth down like that, you feel like, I feel like we needed a touchdown in that situation. It's so hard to get down there. We need to be able to convert on those.
It's not hindsight. Here's my issue with that, okay? When he says, well, you know, hindsight, the plays didn't work, so you're always going to criticize that. I would have been fine if you ran it with Damian Pierce four times down there and you didn't get in. I really would have. I promise you I would have. This is where I'm at with the Texans offense right now. I'm not even angry that the plays don't work. I'm angry that the plays don't make sense.
Yeah.
That's if you. I need a good explanation for why you didn't have Damian Pierce out there. Like, that's the thing. I can live with 1-10-1. I can live with a lack of execution.
Sean.
I can't live with Pop Warner turnovers and Mickey Mouse decisions by the coaching staff.
I told you yesterday when you asked, wait, why did they run with a Goomba Wale and then pass to Troy Harrison?
Yes.
I said, Sean, it's because Rex Burkhead is injured. Duh, because you don't have the electric Rex Burkhead.
Which is hilarious, and yet I had a hard time processing it when you said it to me because I'm like, well, that... They might have wanted Rex Burkhead.
Of course they did. A lot of times Rex Burkhead will go out there, and I'm like, wait, is that Rex Burkhead or is that Dave Meggett? I can't tell. Is that the? Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Dave Meggett's long gone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Rex Burkhead. Okay. Speaking of Dave Meggett, or confusion when the Browns ran their little bit of trickery and deception yesterday with it, the little give to the tight end.
Oh, the jet screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even a jet screen. Jet it was a handoff.
Jet sweep.
Even a jet sweep, but yeah, it was a little give.
Yeah.
But it was, for a second I thought, oh crap, it's Peyton Hillis. He's back.
Yeah, you did.
It's like, if it's Peyton Hillis, he's back and he's like 6 inches taller now.
Yep.
My God.
They found
Peyton
him.
Peyton Hillis would have torn their
they
asses
found him.
Up
he
yesterday.
Was working in a Walmart in Sandusky, Ohio, and they found him.
So, yeah, it's, the thing with Pep Hamilton is that I do feel like, you get into that mode where, okay, you're two-thirds of the way through the season, and they're realizing that if we could go back in time and probably just stuck with one or two things to try to get really good at, that might have been the best strategy, but it's far too late for that.
Yep.
It's like the night before one of the really hard subjects, like chemistry or physics or something, where you're like, oh, there is no cramming. Like, there's just not... There's nothing I can do.
There's no time.
I have to find the answer key to the test or something. Because there's no... Some classes you can cram and just memorize a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
But if you didn't learn how to do the chemistry back in September and October, you're screwed come finals
That's
time.
That's an NFL offense
That's where
right
the Texans
now.
Offense is right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
They've tried too many things, and they've spent too much time smoking weed in their gas mask bong in their dorm rooms to have a clue about what to do.
And it's 6:30 a.m. and the final starts at 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All to their Tommy Boy. I want them to cut to the booth, and it's actually Tommy Boy sitting down writing Herbie Hancock. On his test.
Here was Damian Pierce when asked after the game, were you surprised that you weren't called upon in that goal to go situation?
No, I'm not surprised. I trust Coach Pelp. You know, Coach Pelp has, you know, tremendous offensive mind. You know, he's probably seeing the subtle things that I don't see as a player right now. I'm still a young player, still learning the offense, you know, still learning the nuances that go into play calling, down the distance or whatnot. You know, it's easy to say run the ball, but if we got to look at that, you know, open for a pass in the back of the end zone, you know, we're going to do that. So, you know, I'm all aboard, you know, and say, whatever play call we got, I'm going to make sure I do my job on that play. What am I responsibility to run the ball, blocking, or, you know, going out for a pass? I'm just make sure I do my job.
This staff does not deserve Damian Pierce.
I love him so much.
This staff does not deserve Damian Pierce.
He's the best. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't get injured. He's – would you rather fight one normal-sized – Damian Pierce, or 10 chicken-sized Pep Hamiltons? I feel that 10 chicken-sized Pep Hamiltons would just run around and try to fool you with misdirection.
I feel like I would come to some sort of an agreement with the normal-sized Damian Pierce. He's just so amenable. The only times he's not amenable is when there's a football in his hands.
I know. He's the perfect football player. He's like a gentleman off the field and a beast on the field.
They don't deserve him. Whatever they need me to do, I'll block. I trust the coaches. You do? I'm glad you do, Damian. Yeah.
You know what he is?
I have zero trust right now.
He's like an offensive Ronnie Lott. You know, like Ronnie Lott, like
yes.
On the field was the scariest human being in the world. And then
total
off the
gentleman.
Field, yeah, total gentleman.
Yeah.
Although with like in interviews, he would kind of tap into that side. But yeah, I feel like that's going to be Damian Pierce.
Oh, man. Damian is the best.
I feel like, you know what Damian would be? He'd be that person that after being done a great wrong, would even though he could kill a person with his bare hands, mm-hmm. like if somebody committed a crime or something, burglarized his house, Damian would show the utmost in restraint and talk about how he genuinely wishes that guy that he reforms himself.
At the very least, he would have a gentle conversation as the police while the police were on their way.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Yeah,
I'd like to be the kind of person that like if somebody was on death row for killing a family member of mine or something, that I'd be able to show them some kind of like Christian charity,
mm-hmm.
but then also wink and whisper in their ear and tell them about what a nice time I treated his wife to the night before.
And remind them that he's going to die shortly.
hey, I snuck in and diluted the injection fluid. What do you think of that, buddy?
It's really going to burn.
All right.
That's dark.
Things,
yeah. That is dark, yes.
Damian Pierce wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't. No, he would definitely not. Yeah. Payne and Pendergast would. The Cowboys scored 33 points in the fourth quarter last night against the Colts. That's Texans' next opponent.
But the Colts suck. We're talking about the Texans, Sean. Tell me, good luck with that. How nervous are the Cowboys right now?
Yeah.
How nervous are the Cowboys thinking about facing a defense that's played six good quarters of football, according to Lovey Smith?
Have you seen the spread on the game?
No.
Do you want to guess it?
It's in Dallas.
Yeah. It's Texans at Cowboys.
Well, last time I remember the Texans playing in Dallas, the Cowboys and one future broadcaster had to go to a silent count because the traveling Texans, showed up in such
voracious force.
Now, they'll be there, Sean.
Oh, will they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be there.
It's a short drive, whatever.
Debbie the Texan is gonna shut up that Dak Prescott fellow.
The heat for 5,000 people.
I'm going to guess 13 points.
15. Yeah, 15.
It's pretty healthy by NFL standards.
Yes, good analysis.
This ain't
analysis.
The Big 8 we're talking about,
good,
people. This
good
is,
analysis.
Yeah.
So there you go. Minus 15 to Dallas Cowboys. All right. Reactions to Deshaun Watson. Crowd reactions. Reactions from former teammates. What do we think of some of the visuals going on the field yesterday? Some of the questions for Deshaun Watson in his postgame press conference, I felt... And from what we heard, just the way that the press conference was handled by the Cleveland media folks.
What the hell?
We need to talk about this.
These sons of guns.
This got Seth C. Payne a little riled up. You want to hear a riled up Seth C. Payne? Stay tuned.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.